Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
He's a national columnist, Yahoo Sports co-host of the College Football Inquirer podcast. You can find that anywhere you find podcasts, including Apple Podcasts. It's Dan Wetzel making the big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parrish Show Big Interview, presented by The Wing Guru, online at thewingguru.com.
Dan Wetzel, how you been, buddy?
I'm good, GP. How are you?
Everything's good in my world. I got no complaints. I appreciate you being here. I know how busy you are. Let's start on the Deshaun Watson news. 6-game suspension handed down today, which I recognize is consistent with most of the other suspensions that have been handed down under the NFL's personal conduct policy. But still, most people believe that it's a little light. What are your thoughts on it?
Yeah, so this is like it feels like the problem between what the public knows and just your general feeling of it, and then against the specifics of the disciplinary process, right? So they only considered 4 of the cases. They only considered the testimony that came forward. They're holding to precedent and things like that. And for that, they came up with 6 games. Or Sue Robinson, the retired federal judge, came up with 6 games. So this is a very intelligent, if you read her opinion, it's extremely purposeful and thought out and considered all these different angles. And then there's kind of everyone else, like, you know, 24 women. Like, come on, man. There's no explaining this or there's no explaining that. But that wasn't technically the case. So you're stuck in the spot where the public knows more than the actual case was. And that is always a problem in any disciplinary judicial system, because you're going to have a problem. You're just going to have a problem with it. Like in this case, they just differentiate between a violent sexual assault and a nonviolent sexual assault. Now, to me, the violence is inherent in a sexual assault. I don't even get how you could have such a thing. But what Sue Robinson's going under, there is. And so it's things like that that become, it just doesn't quite play out. So they got 6. The NFL can appeal, and the appeal ends up pretty much going to Roger Goodell or whoever he designates to be the appeal. So this isn't really much of a system. At the end of the day, the NFL can come back and try to go to 12 games or something like that. They could go a whole year what they want. But they want a year. They got 6. I wouldn't be surprised they end up splitting this at 10 or 12 games and still give him more. What the right number is, I think everyone's going to have a different opinion on.
Talking to Dan Wetzel from Yahoo Sports. Let's just talk back through this entire situation. The New York Times had reported earlier this year that in a 17-month span, Deshaun Watson had booked massages largely through Instagram with therapists with a range of experience, 66 different times, 66 different women in a 17-month span. I have for a while contended, if that's what you're doing when you're Deshaun Watson, there's only one real reason you're doing that. Do I have a blind spot? Is there any legitimate reason to be booking these massage therapists to the extent that he did it and in the ways that he did it?
No, of course not. I mean, come on. Every day you find a new massage therapist. I mean, some of these were like 3 in a week, 2 in a day. flying random people you saw on Instagram who aren't fly them in from Atlanta. It's not like, oh, this is the therapist, the masseuse that handled, I don't know, whatever, right? Like, handles this NBA. So this is LeBron's massage therapist. Yeah, got to help this hamstring. Bring him in. No, it's like, I saw you on Instagram, and you want to come give me a massage? No, look, common sense says this is all exactly what it was, and it's impossible for anyone to believe anything else. It's just all those 66 things aren't in the case. It's four women were in the case.
Do you... And so the Browns released an interesting statement today, basically saying, you know, we empathize with these women, but we stand with Deshaun Watson, and he's trying to get better, and we're trying to help him get better. I thought it was interesting in the sense that Deshaun Watson, to this day, best I know, has literally never admitted any wrongdoing whatsoever, and his employee today certainly made it sound like he's got some work to do. How do you balance those two things?
Yeah, he's never given any sympathy, although he did in a statement, his legal team said he did express remorse, but he's never expressed any remorse. Obviously, they were in civil lawsuits. You can't, you know, there's all sorts of just issues with it, but almost all of those are settled. Look, there's no clean way out of this. I mean, it is what it is. The guy clearly was up to something, poor behavior. How bad, how much the punishment should be, whatever it is. But at the end of the day, the Browns want a talented quarterback. The NFL isn't prepared to start banishing people from the league forever over this stuff. And Deshaun Watson's got a right to play. So you either have to sit there and say, I'm never rooting for the Browns, I'm never rooting for this guy, or you hold your nose and say, okay, it's fine, or you just go, hey, I don't really care who's playing in the NFL. I just want to watch the game. But the Browns traded a ton for Deshaun Watson, gave him the greatest contract in the history of the NFL, fully guaranteed, did everything to get Deshaun Watson with full knowledge of all of this stuff. They didn't care. The NFL really doesn't care, and it's up to the fans to decide on an individual basis whether they really do or not. Anyone playing this, well, maybe this, maybe that. I mean, we all know what happened. Whether it's in the case or not, like you said, what purpose would you ever have 66 different masseuses, many of them who are not licensed or have any experience at all, especially if you are a professional athlete and you make all your living off of, if there was any legitimacy to this, you might get a massage every single day, but you'd find one person or two people. You wouldn't just randomly be fine. We all know what he was doing and what he was up to. It's whether you care or not, and that's what the NFL is going with. And the Browns are pretty much figuring, hey, look, some fans are going to be upset, but a lot more fans are going to be happy if we start winning playoff games.
I mentioned in the opening segment, like, I don't have a favorite NFL franchise, but the thing I care about in professional sports, as much as diehard Cleveland Browns fans care about the Cleveland Browns, would be the New York Mets. And if there was a Deshaun Watson, like if Deshaun Watson had done everything if exactly Deshaun Watson was, instead of a football player, a baseball player, and as great as he is at football, also at baseball. And you told me, AGP, the Mets haven't won a World Series since 86, but I can get Deshaun Watson on that team, and he will be the star that leads you to the first World Series since 1986. Do you want to do it? I'd say no. I'd say that wouldn't feel good to me, having to cheer for that guy. Does that make me in the minority with sports fans?
I think we're going to find out.
Yeah.
probably it puts you in the minority. I think it's a pretty good, it's not an extreme minority though. Is it 20%? Is it 25%? I don't know, but I think there's ways to argue this, and then you could always go with the reformed, and you're going to get the softball interview somewhere where he's overcome the adversity that he created and all of that. You know, you get him out and do some community work, and you slowly win him over. The Browns are certainly counting on that number not being too high, but could they have judged wrong? Yeah, absolutely. I mean, again, this is just a tough case because you have to suspend. I can't get to where you're sitting there going, yeah, nothing happened, man. This was just, you know, a little misunderstanding, or it just, none of it rings true. The defense just doesn't ring true at all. And there's just too many of them. And the behavior speaks to exactly what the accusation is. So I think you're a minority. I don't think it's an extreme minority anymore, though. I think there's going to be some number. There's going to be a lot of people. I mean, look, I'm not in Cleveland today, but I'm in Cleveland a lot. I'll probably go in the next couple of days, and I do a lot of Cleveland radio and a lot of Browns fans. And there's definitely a mixed bag on that. But they're counting on victory solving everything. And, I mean, look, there's a lot of guys that have been accused of a lot of bad stuff in the NFL and the NBA and the baseball and everything else. And everyone cheers them, you know. We had this suspension debate with Tariq Hill a couple of years ago, and he ended up being a beloved member of the Chiefs. And, Miami put a fortune to him, and everyone kind of forgets it. So different type of case, but, you know, winning can solve an awful lot in the public.
Talking to Dan Wetzel, national columnist, Yahoo Sports, co-host of the College Football Inquirer podcast. You can find it anywhere you find podcasts, including Apple Podcasts. Let's switch gears to conference realignment. How much fun have you had with these stories over the past few months?
Good times. Always something.
Always something.
Always something. Rating, corporate rating, yeah, backstabbing, it's all there. It's college sports, nothing to do with the sports or college.
How interesting was it that the Pac-12 commissioner comes out last week and more or less says we're in a war with the Big 12? They've been lobbing grenades at us, and I know they said they're open for business, but we haven't decided yet if we're going to go shop there or not. It does feel like, and you wrote a column about this, we could end up in a place where it's the Pac-12 and the Big 12 in an octagon, as you put it, and may the best man, for lack of a better word, win.
Yeah, well, you know, look, a year ago, the Pac-12 could have picked the Big 12 apart, and they didn't. And now the Big 12 is trying to pick the Pac-12. I think the Big 12 is in a stronger position than the Pac-12 is at this point. But the best thing for college sports is both leagues to survive as is. But what's clear is that, you know, not that it's ever been anything but this, but the pretense is mostly off. No one's faking it anymore. That this isn't about just grabbing as much money as we can, destabilizing others to help our improve our ability to negotiate media deals. Tradition, nothing matters. Geography doesn't matter. Nothing matters in college sports. It's a complete cutthroat deal. Can the Big 12 lure any of these Pac-12s? I don't know how the Pac-12 lures any of the Big 12 schools right now, and I don't even know which one they would want that really helps them. The Pac-12, though, most of their schools are dying to leave if they can. Now, the Big 12s would, too. They'd go to the Big 10 if they could, but nobody wants those schools. So it's almost like they've bonded because nobody wants them.
Well, that's
the Pac-12 still holding out that, like, Washington and Oregon still think they can get in the cool club. So they're still eyeballing the cool kid table. Well, where the Big 12 guys are just like, look, we ain't getting any better, so let's just be tight here and be, you know, we're good.
I made this point a few weeks ago. Like, incredibly, the thing that provides the Big 12 with strength and leverage over the Pac-12 is that they have no more schools the Big 10 or the SEC want, whereas the Pac-12 might. So if you're the Big 12, you're looking at any combination of Pac-12 schools and saying, hey, right now, if your league stays together, then you're comparable to us. Maybe you should just stay there then. But if one or two or four of your members then bounce to the Big Ten, you're going to wish you were with us. Why don't you come right now? It's wild that the Big 12 now having a collection of schools that are no longer wanted by the Big Ten or the SEC is actually the thing that provides stability and strength.
Yeah, it's like those Revenge of the Nerd movies, right? I'm dating myself, but any Revenge of the Nerd type movie through the years, it's like we're the outcast, but we've accepted it. Right. And the other group, again, is trying, well, I'd get out of here if we could. Like, nobody wants us, so we end up being the – we're the – we're tight, we're the fist. And that's what the Big 12 got going. And so they can sit there and say, hey, look, to the Arizona State or Utah, Colorado, look, nobody else, no one's coming for you. Well, you come with us, and you know you're good for a long time. Where if you stay in the Pac-12, it can blow up at any moment. And the problem the Big 12 has is, like, they don't have the threat of the expiring deal. And I think, like, if you're Arizona and Arizona State, you're like, you guys will take us eventually. So it's not like jump now or not. But that stability is the biggest thing the Big 12 has going for it, because they're not going anywhere. They're here. But it's a mess. I mean, the whole idea doesn't – we're better off with more leagues, not fewer. And we're better and certain programs get left behind when these leagues break up. You don't have to tell Memphis fans that. It's like, we got a good program here. We've got a good market. We've got fans. We've got everything. It's like, yeah, you're just not in the mix right now. That's the worst part of this stuff. It's like, what do you want us to do? You know, there's nothing wrong with us, and yet we're not in just because we're not in. And that's what really sucks about it. As some of these programs have to fight just for relevancy.
Wrap it up here with Dan Wetzel, Yahoo Sports. I think a lot of fans, certainly media members, have already reached the point where we say this is not good for college athletics. Do you think we'll get to a point where the conference commissioners and the presidents and the athletic directors look up, even the ones who are voluntarily moving from the Big 12 to the SEC or from the Pac-12 to the Big 10, where they look up and go, we made more money, sure, but this was not good. Not good for us and not good for college athletics. Are we going to have buyer's remorse on this stuff?
Hard to say. Presidents just don't want the budgetary problems. I mean, I think one of the things that these athletic directors and conferences have been able to do that's very, very fascinating to me is they have sold the fans on the idea that how much revenue we bring in is something to celebrate. And that it's better for us to get more revenue, even if the chances of our specific team winning decrease. So look, if you're a Mississippi State fan, the chances of you winning the SEC go down when you add two schools like Texas and Oklahoma. There's two more schools with greater resources, recruiting base, history, all of that stuff. You just got knocked down a peg. It's two more guys you have to climb over. It makes success less likely. Yet somehow they sold to the fans, hey, we have more money. And it makes no sense to me, because none of that money is going to the fan. It's like being a Sacramento King fan and cheering that the team was $30 million under the salary cap and the owners made more money. Like, who cares? I want to win. And so the bigger these leagues get and the more top-heavy they get, there's a whole bunch of schools that are just kind of in there. They never really stand much of a chance to actually be successful, but they're applauding these moves because they have their coaches and their ADs are going to have more money. And that ability to sell that has been really interesting. Does that ever backfire? Does there ever come a point where some of these teams that are just kind of in that muddled middle, and you sit there and go, we're not going to win this league for the next 30 years. Why is this really what we want to do? I don't know, but it seems to have held so far, but it seems like a tough thing as a fan to sit there and go, we're never going to win. But they've sold them on that. So that would be the buyer's remorse I would have, is you sit back and go, hey, if we had a whole bunch of 8 or 10 team leagues that were a little bit more even, everyone's got a shot. But the way we're going with these 16 and plus super conferences, we don't have a chance, because this isn't the NFL where the worst team gets the number one pick. The worst team gets the worst pick.
Okay.
The recruits are always going to the top. So I don't know, but I think it's a tough deal for some of these schools in the bottom or top or the middle of these leagues.
I do too. That's Dan Wetzel, national columnist, Yahoo Sports co-host of the College Football Inquirer podcast. You can find that anywhere you find podcasts. Go subscribe.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.